Dictation for Susan, S-U-S-A-N Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y, June 1241. Address as a letter to Dr. Shankaraya, S-H-A-N-K-A-R-A-I-A-H, 779-5251. Dear Dr. Shankaraya, follow up for Mrs. Murphy with a renal transplant. Last visit in June. During your absence, she developed cough, sputum production, shortness of breath, severe diarrhea, went to the urgent care, tested positive for influenza A, otherwise negative for COVID, negative for RSV and strep, received one dose of Tamiflu, T-A-M-I-F-L-U, also received antibiotics with Keflex, symptoms already has resolved, taking same transplant medications, went to transplant center, releasing care back to us. We will plan to see her on March, June, September, and December. Has chronic back pain, hernia on the right lower abdomen with prior surgeries including mesh. Was using albuterol, not anymore. Feeling tired, no purulent material hemoptysis, no fever. Presently no vomiting dysphagia. There has been loose stools but no bleeding. No infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, twice urine sample negative for blood protein cells or infection activity. There was isolated dark stools, question black, but has resolved. Due for osteopenia, osteoporosis treatment with Prolia, P-R-O-L-I-A, but in light of recent events, this needs to be postponed 1 or 2 more weeks. Has an upcoming follow-up with Dr. Pilkington, P-I-L-K-I-N-G-T-O-N. This is a 5-year since the prior EGD colonoscopy, which has been benign, no malignancy. Follows cardiology with Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. With the last encounter, things stable. Follows with gynecology, Dr. Trinkle, T, as in today, R-A-E-N-K-L-E. There is no indication for further pap smear or similar. Other services, including rheumatology, endocrinology, also stable. I review medications. I want to highlight the Myfortic, M-Y-F-O-R-T-I-C, that we are keeping in the low side from prior cytomegalovirus infection. And she takes also tacrolimus. She is not on steroids. On beta, she is on beta blockers. Review medication list as well as allergic list. Blood pressure at home appears to be well controlled in the 120s, 130s, over 50s and 60s, occasionally a higher number. Blood pressure today similar levels. Alert oriented intestine 3, lungs are clear, no wheezing, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, kidney transplant on the right side with an area of a hernia, tenderness but no inflammatory changes, no ascites, distension, there is a nodule in this neck area which apparently has been there for a period of time without inflammatory changes. It's not hard, but this needs to be monitored over time. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, December. electrolyte, acid base within normal limits, normal glucose, creatinine at 1.1, baseline being between 0.9 and 1.1, present GFR around 47 stage 3, a normal calcium albumin, liver function test not elevated, normal CPK, normal uric acid, vitamin D25 well replaced, no major protein in the urine, a mild anemia, which is a drop from baseline of 14, probably from intercurrent events, at 12.6 with a normal white blood cell, chronically low lymphocytes, a normal platelet count, no activity in the urine, tacrolimus at 4.2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Disease, donor renal transplant, 2010. Next number, stable kidney function. Next number, continuous same transplant medications, keeping tacro in the low side because of prior cytomegalovirus, high risk of infection because of immunosuppressants. Next number, recent influenza A, symptomatic, improve. Next number, osteoporosis on treatment, prolia to be delayed 1 more week. Next number, AV fistula open on the left upper extremity with a transmitted murmur into the right upper chest. Next number, present urine sample normal, history of recurrent urinary tract infection. Next number, incidental liver cirrhosis on imaging with normal liver function test, and otherwise clinically there has been no problems of ascites, portal hypertension, peritonitis, gastrointestinal bleeding, and no reported enlargement of the spleen. Next number, blood pressure at home, for the most part, well controlled. Next number, isolated blood stools. She is seeing surgeon Dr. Pilkington in the near future. Potential repeat EGD colonoscopy. Next number, continue present vitamin D replacement. Next number, per gynecology, no further surveillance is needed. All issues discussed, come back in March, end of dictation.